Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for the Rav Zeb ben Chassi, our Avram, Yasmin Chayav Shah ben Leah, Dina Bracha bas Esther Hadassah, Rizvita Estila Ravita, Rizvita ben Bracha, Moshe ben Rezel. It's based on the Sefer called Moshe. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in the fourth paragraph in the first halacha, writes, Eben haitza b'kodesh HaKadosh Marosh le'aron munach. The Aaron was placed on a stone in the western portion of the Kodesh Kadoshim. And in front of it was a jug of man, a vial of man, an iron staff. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he was aware that it would ultimately be destroyed. Therefore, he constructed a chamber in which the Aron would be stored, below the Beis HaMikdash, in deep maze-like vaults. King Hoshaya, King Yoshia, commanded that the ark be entombed in the chamber built by Shlomo, as it said, Divrei Yamin Beis Lamed Hei Gimel, Yom Alavim Avinu L'Choyso HaKadoshim Lashem Tenuas Aron HaKodesh, and he said to Levim, who would teach wisdom to all of Israel, place the holy ark in the chamber built by Shlomo, the son of David, the king of Israel. You no longer carry it on your shoulders. Now serve the Lord your God. So when it was entombed, Aaron's staff and the vial of manna and the oil used for anointing were entombed with it. All of these sacred articles did not return to the second Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, the Urim and Tumim that existed in the second Beis HaMikdash didn't answer with Ruach HaKodesh, and questions were not asked of them. As it stated, Ad amod kohen l'urim v'tumim, until a kohen will arise at the urim v'tumim. V'loyu oisin oisin, in other words, there wasn't. They didn't have the urim v'tumim. They only made them to the full requirement of the Shemona Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, so the Kohen Gadol shouldn't be lacking garments. In other words, the Urim and Tumim didn't work. He still had them, but it wasn't answering any questions during Bayis Sheni. And it's coming from Yume Elu Chamisha Dvarim, Sheyu Bein Mikdash Rishon, L'Sheni, Aron Kapoles Kuvim Eish Shechina V'Ruach HaKodesh V'Urim and Tumim. Just according to the Rambam, they had the Urim and Tumim in order to be mashed in Big Day Kohen Gadol, but they just didn't ask of the Urim and Tumim. That was lacking. That was lacking in Bayis Sheni. So too the Rambam writes in Klei Mikdash 10:10, "Vasu Bayis Sheni Urim and Tumim Kedei Lahashmi Shlonei Begadim V'Al Pi Shlonei Shalom Behem V'Bnei Ma Lo Yerushalom Behem V'Bnei Shelo Haisa Sham Ruach HaKodesh V'Chol Kohen Sheni Medaber Ruach HaKodesh V'Ein Shechina Shel V'Ein Shalom Boy." So they had the Urim and Tumim in order to be mashim l'shmona begadim, even they wouldn't ask any questions of the Urim and Tumim, because there was no Ruach HaKodesh. The Rabbi was masig on this. Shalafi Aramba meikan chamisha dvarim shechasur bayit sheni al arba. Shrei lo sholu burim and tumim rak mei shechasur Ruach HaKodesh, shen kraman achisarim shu Ruach HaKodesh. Lo avinus gam achisarim shal Urim and Tumim. In other words, the Gemara says they were lacking five things. One of the five things was Ruach HaKodesh, and one was Urim and Tumim. But the whole only reason that they had the Urim and Tumim, they just didn't have the Ruach HaKodesh with the Urim and Tumim. So once you say there's a chisaron of Ruach HaKodesh, you said Urim and Tumim, because that was all that was lacking. So why did you also add Urim and Tumim? The Urim and Tumim themselves they had. They just didn't answer the questions because there was no Ruach HaKodesh. So all it had to say was there was no Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore, the Raivit says they didn't have Urim and Tumim in Bayit Sheni. Yuma 73a, Tanya Nami Hachi, Begadim Shkoyen Godim, Mishamish Ben Mishuch Mucham Nishal Behem. So to Yerushalmi. Yuma Perak Aleph Alach Aleph. Menayin Shem Mishuch Mucham Nishal Beshmoni Begadim. Chiv Hashem Rabbi Yochanan, Bigdei HaKodesh Shel Aaron, Yudhuban of Acharav. Matam Olam Acharav, El Legdola Shel Acharav. Amar Rabbi Ba, Dinu Yishei Ovid Barba, V'lam Eino Eved Ela. Ashloyu Oimrim, Reinu Koyen Godel, Pamim Ovid Barba, Pamim Bishmoina. Ariana Blom Mipnim Hoy Ovi Blom Machut Nishal. So it says in the Gemara in Yuma, in the Bavli, that the Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore, the Meshuach Muhammad was asked, wearing these same Begadim, he was asked with the Urim Tumim. So too in the Yerushalmi in Yuma, in the first parak in the first halacha. How do we know Meshuach Muhammad is Nishal B'Shmoyne Begadim? Because it says the big day kodesh that Aaron had, Laban of Acharav, what is Acharav? The Gedula Shel Acharav, in other words, the Meshuach Muhammad. And then Rabbi Ba says that really the Kohen Mashiach Muhammad should serve with four begadim. Why does he serve with eight begadim? So people shouldn't say, we saw the Kohen Gadol, sims with four, sims with eight. So therefore he serves with, he doesn't really have a din of a Kohen Gadol, but he serves with eight begadim in order that people don't make a mistake about the regular Kohen Gadol. And then the Gemara says that v'lov mifnim wo v'lov b'chutz nishal ha'loy v'sharbi begadim k'shavi v'es hamikdash v'lov v'shmona begadim k'shishal loy mitumim ha'vei chutz v'es hamikdash. So Rabbi Yonah asks a kasha. Inside he works, and outside he's asked, so what's the problem? He's working with four. Akolpanim, you see from here that the Kohen Meshuach Muhammad was asked of the Urim Tumim. He used to wear the Urim Tumim just like the Kohen Gadol. And there are chilukei dinim between Shela Urim Tumim Ade Kohen Gadol and Shela Urim Tumim Ade Meshuach Muhammad. The Rambam in Klei Mikdash 1:10-11 writes, V'ketz Shalom HaKohen Panav Lifnei Aaron. Kohen standing and his face is in front of the Aaron. So it could be that Dafka the Kohen Gadol, who is asking in the Beis HaMikdash, he was being asked in the Beis HaMikdash, the Makom of the Aaron, he's asked in front of the Aaron. Mashenken Meshuach Muhammad, he was asked about war, he doesn't have a din, Dafka in front of the Aaron. That's what the Yerushalmi says. He's Oved Lefnim of Alshol Bachutz. That was when they ask a Sheila of the Meshuach Muhammad. That's done mi Bachutz. It's done outside. It doesn't have to be done opposite the Aaron. In Erevin, Daf Mem Hey, it says, Vayishal David Bashem Lemor, Ha'elech v'kiz v'lishtim ha'ele. So should I, David asked Hashem, should I smite the plishtim? What's he asking? If he's asking if it's Mutter or Aser, alright, Bebe's Din of Shmuel HaRamasi Kayim. You have the Bebe's Din of Shmuel HaRamasi, you don't need to ask the Urim Tumim. Ali Matzlech Elo Matzlech. Whether he's going to Matzlech or not, Rashi says Shmuel HaBe's Din of Kayim. We meet the Disser V'Heter Lo Shal Mishal B'Urim Tumim. If it's Disser V'Heter, we don't ask the Urim Tumim. What do we ask the Urim Tumim? We be Matzlech or not Matzlech, but not Disser V'Heter. Later on, Samach Gimel, if you pass an alach in front of your Rebbe, you lose your gedula. So it says, "Ve'amr lozer koin alan sheyatzov etc." Avukav dam alachi abe v'tziva isi. Tziva v'isi lo tziva. Filuachi inish to tziva in front of lozer koin. In other words, Problem was that Elazar was Mar Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. How do you see that? Because it says that he said to the men of war, went to battle, this is the statute of the Torah which Hashem commanded Moshe. So even though Elazar said to the soldiers that Hashem commanded this law to my father's brother, not to me, but he was punished for speaking this way in front of Moshe. Because then it says, and what was his punishment? It says, Lefnei Elazar Kohen Yamot, Yeshua is going to stand for Elazar Kohen, and we never find that he did. And that's because Elazar was punished for paskening in front of his Rebbe. Acha says, Ahav, and he says the whole parsha there about Giulei Midyan, about purifying the Kelim. So, what's the whole vort? The vort is that he was punished for saying this parsha, as if it was, even though he said it's from my father's brother, from Moshe, still was more halacha b'fnei Rabbo, and he was punished that Yeshua didn't come to him to ask of the Ulam v'Tumim. Rashi writes, Shaya asi lo shil li atzorich li shol dvar halacha mi Elazar. Yeshua was supposed to ask a dvar halacha from Elazar, we don't find that he did. Rashash asks, how you allowed to ask a dvar halacha a dirim etumim? Rashi says, this is veheta, you don't ask the dirim etumim. So we have Rashi in Erev in 45 that you don't ask is veheta of the dirim etumim. And then we have 63, Rashi in 63a in Erevin, that you do ask dvar halacha of the dirim etumim. So which one is it? So in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Peret, he's Omer Eloshen HaGemara, Rai Shmuel Mesu Beis Din Akayim. Even if there's no Beis Din of Shmuel, you still don't ask Yisr V'hetar Ayodur Mitumim. So therefore the Rabbeinu Peret says, Mechadesh, Tein Loshen Mitumim, Yisr V'hetar Gam Milsu Shalanuch Haladas Mipi Acherim, Mishumach Yutzuch Loimar HaShmuel Kayim. Mishum De'inyan Molcham Atali B'zoy Sayro, Medinei Molcham Atzrich Ayi, Demutur Lishol, Lachi Yutzuch Loimar, Ipnei Zeh, Lohay Elam Lishol, Arei HaYucholom Lishol Shmuel. So writes the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz that Binyani Milchama, you ask Yisr V'Heter, Ayde Ur Mitumim, when there's no Beis Din. Because he says, Ein L'Shel Ur Mitumim Yisr V'Heter, Gam Milso Shalonu Choladas Pi Acherim. You don't ask Yisr V'Heter, even if you can't ask others. And that's why it had to say, Hashmuel Kayim. Binyani Milchama is telling this Hara. Binyani Milchama, you're allowed to ask. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is Mechadesh that Binyani Milchama, you're allowed to ask if it's Mutter or Aser. Ayde or Mutter, there's no Beis, and that's why it says no, but the Beis in Shmuel was Kayim. But generally, you don't ask Yisr V'Heter, but in certain cases, you're allowed to ask. So according to this, we can understand that what Rashi says. We can understand what Rashi says later on. Samach Gimel she'asi Yeshua liyotzarich lishol dvar halacha me'elazar ayder mitumim. In other words, what do you mean he was going to ask the dvar halacha, meaning mashitzarich lemolchama regarding the war? Is it mutter to go out to war? Aser to go out to war? Or shailah zavisa v'heter regarding the war? That you're allowed to ask of that Yeshua was going to ask of the Ur Mitumim. But when it comes, that's asking the Mishuach Mulchama in Yanei Isser V'Heter that are connected to the war. Whether it's permitted to go to war, or Usher to go to war. But when it comes to other things, you don't ask Urim Mitumim. When you go to the Kohen Gadol, which is not the Tzarech Mulchama, you don't ask any halachas. You only ask halachas when you're talking about the Kohen Yishoach Mulchama. him you can ask halachas from because it's war related. So war related, you ask the Urim Tumim, not the Kohen Gadol. An explanation would appear to be that Shelev Urim Tumim at the Kohen Gadol with the Mishuch Mochama are not two ways of Shelas Urim Tumim Bilvad. Rather, these are two Minim Yuchadim Vigdarim Nifradim. These are two separate categories. Kohen Gadol has the Mishpat of Urim Tumim. Now Shelev Urim Tumim at the Kohen Gadol is Mitaris Kohen Gadol. And he's the Shelev Urim Tumim Kvius L'chol Dovra. Like Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, Bava Basu, Kufchav Beis, Kedushas Haaretz B'Shavuos, Stav Tez Zayin, Amid Aleph, sanctifying the lands, giving out Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he's asking the Beis HaMikdash, Makan Aram, Kuchol Avodis Kohen Gadol, inside. Aval She'ela Bar Mitumim, Adei Kohen Meshuach Mocham, is Medinei Melchama. She'vachal Dinei Melchama, is also She'ela Bar Mitumim. So you ask the Mashiach Mochama who's connected to Mochama. So it's Rashi and Yuma, but Godim is calling Godim Mishamish from Mashiach Mochama Nishal, Shiyotze la Mochama. Because Shela Aide Mashiach Mochama is Dafka Kishiyotze la Mochama. So Lashani Yerushalmi, Mashiach Mochama Vachutzu Nishal. So it's only for Mochama and Lasha. You don't need the Aaron. There's no Lobba Shemaimi. But it's like other Heterim that you have Medina Mochama. So again, normally you don't ask. Normally asking the Beis HaMikdash, Kohen Gadol, opposite the Aron. But here, in Shuch Mocham is like a special dispensation that you're allowed to ask him outside of the Beis HaMikdash regarding Inyani Mulchama. Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnah, so if Perek Zayin Yuma writes, Amram Be'elu Nishalim Rotzei Lomar She'in Nishalim Ber Mitumim Elu Kohen Gadol, Lovu She'elu Shemona Begodim Kohen Nishal Einu Ela Novi, it's got to be a Navi, he's got to have Ruach HaKodesh, this Kohen Gadol, in order to ask of him when he's wearing the Urim Tumim. So it's difficult to understand. The Rambam's Medayik, Ein Hashem Tumim Kohen Gadol, what about Shelo Surim Tumim Dei Kohen Meshuach Mochama? Like we see the Hedge in the Bav and the Yerushalm, based on what we said earlier, the Rambam was talking about Shelo Surim Tumim Mikvius Mitaritz Kohen Gadol. But Kohen Gadol is the Kviyas, so I'm just talking about the Kviyas. He asked Kviyas Aide Kohen Gadol. And maybe that he needs Ruach HaKodesh is Dafka Kohen Gadol. But Mashenke Meshuach Mocham is only Fishah. Maybe he doesn't have to have Ruach HaKodesh. You still have to ask of him when he's wearing the Urim Tumim. And that's why we find the Kohen Gadol Sheino Misalk and Kohen Sheino Bidav Ruach HaKodesh only by Kohen Gadol. Like of Yasser and Tzedek, Yumasam with Ayin Gimel on the base. So if he doesn't have Ruach HaKodesh, he's out of a job. But not the Kohen Meshuach Mochama. So according to this, we can say that... That we enumerate in Yuma Chamishes Vorm Shchatsu Vayishen Ruach Hakodesh Luchod Vorm Torim Luchod is the Rabbis Kam Sheila Vorm Torim Adem Meshuach Mulchama. In other words, Ruach Hakodesh is talking about asking the Kohen Gadol, and when it says Sheila Vorm Torim, it even means asking the Meshuach Mulchama was not done with Ruach Hakodesh. So that's how you can say Pshat in the Gemara in Yuma. The Rambam Luchos Beis Habachin Luchos Klay Mikdash is referring to Sheila Vorm Torim Adem Kohen Gadol. That's Mitaris Kohen Gadol. Ubikvius. Shagam kein ena shalom bo b'vayishen ibn shaloye Kohen Gadol madab b'ruach ha-kodesh. B'vayishen ichasir ha-mitum l'gamre. Gam ha-idei Meshuach Mochama v'gam ha-idei Kohen Gadol. The Rambam tells us that we don't ask the Urim Tumim when the Kohen Gadol is wearing them because the Kohen Gadol is not in a ruach ha-kodesh. But you also don't ask of the Urim Tumim when the Mashiach Mocham is wearing them. And that's Bayi Sheni. Because the Bayi Sheni, there's no Urim Tumim. Adam or a Kohen Urim Tumim, like Rashi there says in Ezra, like it's like when Mashiach comes, not in the future. But not right now. And the only reason you have the Urim Tumim is to be Mashal the Begadim. Otherwise you don't need the Urim Tumim. So you don't ask the Kohen Gadol, who's the Urim Tumim Bikvias, and you don't ask the Kohen Mashiach Mocham. So obviously we still have a velt to say on this. So please stay tuned, and Mirat Hashem, we'll see more. Thank you so much for listening, sweet friends. Shalom, shalom.